Stickered Up, the official podcast of the Cars Tour, is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
And happy race week, everyone. Stephen Dunn, Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Z-Max Cars Tour, presented by Sound Gear. We head to Moonshine Country for a battle in the Blue Ridge, historic North Wilkesboro Speedway, the site of a Tuesday night and a Wednesday night feature for the late model stock cars and the pro late models and the Cars Tour this week. Action will start on Tuesday the 14th with the pro late models taking to the track for a 100-lap feature starting at 8:30, and then the late model stock cars will take to the track on Wednesday night for an 8:30 green flag for the Window World 125. This is going to be one of the crown jewel events for the Cars Tour in 2024, and again, action will start on Tuesday with the pro late models. Taking a quick look at the entry list as we head to North Wilkesboro Speedway for this midweek race event. Looking at the pro late models, they have on the pre-entry list, they've got 34 pre-entries. They include the likes of Kyle Campbell, the winner of the first two pro late model races in 2024, Jimmy Renfro, Tristan McKee, Brandon Lopez, Justin Kreider, Luke Baldwin, Tyler Church, Ashton Higgins, Jonathan Schaefer, Hudson Burglar, Corey Heim, the Craftsman truck driver. He'll be making his debut on the pro side this week as well. Jake Bolium, Austin Jones, Dawson Sutton, Spencer Davis, Caden Quapple, Nick Loden, Augie Grill, Joshua Horniman, Connor Jones, Dustin Bryson, Caden Honeycutt, our most recent guests on Stickered Up, Stephen Nassy, Matt Craig, Clayton Green, George Phillips, Tyler Tanner, Katie Hettinger, Cody Coughlin, Logan Jones, Carson Brown, Dylan Fetchko, TJ McClare, and Dylan Gardner. Again, 34 pro late models on the pre-entry list. And then taking a quick look at the late model stock car side, again, 41 entries for the late model stock cars. They include Deke McCaskill, Ronnie Bassett Jr., Brendan Queen. Lane Riggs will be in the double zero for Tom Ursay Racing this weekend. Landon Pimbleton back on the Cars Tour. He'll be his first race of 2024. Andrew Grady, Brandon Pierce, Dylan Wilson will make his Cars Tour debut at his home track here of North Wilkesboro. Cup Series driver Josh Berry will make his first start in the Cars Tour in 2024 with a Kevin Harvick entry. Dexter Knipe Jr., Bobby McCarty, Dylan Ward, Carson Quapple, Brandon Jones, Buddy Isles Jr., Ryan Millington, Chad McCombie, Caden Honeycutt, Tyler Tomasi, Connor Hall, Gio Ruggiero, Cade Brown, Cody Dempster will be back on the course in the late model stock car this weekend, as well as Peyton Sellers, Brett Cruz, Landon Huffman, Connor Jones, Bryce Applegate, Stephen Nassy, Gavin Bolshan, William Sawalowicz will be behind the wheel of the number 62 for Kevin Harvick on Wednesday night, Cameron Boland, Katie Hettinger, Traden Lasovich, Trevor Ward, the winner at Martinsville a year ago, Minnie Tyrell, Tate Fogelman will be in action for the first time in 24, Tyler Gregory, Sammy Smith, Justin S. Carroll, and Jacob Hefner. Again, 41 late models on the pre-entry list for Wednesday night's Window World 125. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out on this first segment of Stickered Up. When we return, we will talk with the defending champion of the Window World 125 at North Wilkesboro Speedway, Brendan Butterbean Queen. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Puryear has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Puryear driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Puryear racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepuryear.com to learn more.
We're laser cutting and CNC bending, geo cut for media blasting and surface conditioning, Geocut, South Boston, Virginia, for powder coating. Geocut, on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com, upload your part drawing, select the material and quantity, and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. Geocutfabrication.com, 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. Geocut has you covered.
I'm Blake McCandless with Flow Racing, and you're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Green flag back in the air. This edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Z-Max Cars Tour, presented by Sound Gear. Join us via the GSX Raps Hotline on his way to Darlington Speedway. Driver the number 03 for Lee Pulliam Performance on the late model stock car side. You may know him as Brendan Butterbean Queen. Butterbean, welcome back to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Hey, man. Glad to be back, and appreciate y'all having me.
Well, look, man, we had to do a preview show of this week's race at North Wilkesboro, and couldn't think of a better person to reach out to and ask than the defending champion of the Window World 125. And, man, a different racetrack for you, obviously, looking into this weekend. Fresh pavement, but I know the expectations with you and Lee Pulliam Performance are always set at a very high bar. Based on the tire test you guys did a couple weeks ago, what's your expectation heading into Wednesday night's Window World 125?
Yeah, first off, I'm super excited to go back, and it's an honor to even be the defending winner of a place like North Wilkesboro. But the place looks great. I think racing is going to be good. I don't know exactly if we'll get two grooves going or not. I think my opinion, which people agree, some people don't, but I just think with us having an even harder right side tire, it's going to be harder to kind of race side by side. I feel like if we were probably on a softer tire still, we'd be able to kind of have the side bite to race. But I hope it proves me wrong, and I hope there is some side by side battling. But I think with the harder compound on the right side, it's going to make it a little bit challenging to kind of race side by side. That'd be kind of my thoughts on it. But I think it's going to be fast. I think track position is going to be big. All these cars for races seem like they're just hard to pass once we get going and the tires get heated up. So I think qualifying will be very important. And, you know, hopefully the racing will go good and smooth and nobody gets tore up and everybody has a good night.
Brendan, you kind of got back into form at a speedway with a top three finish and ran up front all night long. What fans are accustomed seeing from that 03? First, the year was a little bit rocky. Not the start that you were looking for. Obviously, you know, going out for a Cars Tour Championship, and you were pretty vocal about the tire and the new tire in the S2 that the Cars Tour has gone to. This week, it's a combination of the S2 and the S3. And you hit the nail right on the head. What everybody I've talked to, qualifying is such a premium in the Cars Tour to start with. It's got to be even more important going into North Wilkesboro on Wednesday.
I think so. You know, obviously, we're not out of the points. We just made our job a little bit more difficult, and it's crazy. You know, I'm seventh in the points and I'm 4 points out of second, so that is absolutely crazy in my mind. But last year we were 30 something points out and of the lead, and right now we're 18, so it's not over till it's over, that's for sure. But not the start we wanted. Obviously I was vocal about the tires, and I still think there is a issue. I am a Hoosier hero, so trying to work with Hoosier to fix the issue, and I think they are acknowledging that we do have an issue, and everybody wants to fix it because nobody wants inconsistency. And you know, like at Ace, we kind of had the same problem in practice, and you know, basically qualifying came around, we had a setup on the car we had no practice with because of the practice tire situation. So I was super happy to be back up front. I felt like that's kind of where that team belongs. You know, I put pressure on myself because, like, I know the team can win. And obviously last year we proved it. But when I don't perform, whether it's the tires, whether it's the car, I blame myself. So it's been a very hard start to the year for me, and I've just had to – I've been through it. I've been racing long enough, but it's still a mental side of it. I have to keep myself in check and just keep digging and dig out of this hole. And I really think the next three tracks are really good tracks for me, and as long as the tire deal goes our way, I think we can have a shot to win all three of them.
Chatting with Brendan Butterbean Queen here on the Stickered Up Podcast. And Brendan, you've been very vocal in interviews leading up to this week at North Wilkesboro that win last year really kind of propelled you as a driver, your popularity, and it really kind of kick-started your 2024 season, where you really made a really aggressive run to win that championship, just coming up short against Carson Quapel. But that win also open some doors for you, and most people know you're going to get the opportunity to have your first ever truck start at North Wilkesboro as well this week with Tricon. Talk a little bit about how all of that came about and what it took for you to perform on the racetrack to get that opportunity.
So we won Wilkesboro, and you know, that probably put me on a more national spotlight. You know, everybody in the late model world kind of knew me, but that kind of boosted my Butterbean brand farther than I could have ever imagined. And, you know, I was content with what I was doing in the late model world. And obviously we all dream of getting a shot, but at the time I had no idea that was going to happen. We just kept doing our thing with the late model, and I was having a blast with the opportunity I had with Lee Pulliam. And you know, we went on to have a lot of success, win the Hampton Heat, and then capped it off at the end of the year with the Thanksgiving Classic win. And that Tuesday after the Thanksgiving Classic, I got a phone call from Toyota, and they were, you know, super interested in wanting to put a deal together for me to drive the one truck at Wilkesboro. And it all happened real fast, and the deal was done, you know, somewhere right there in the beginning of December before Christmas. And I had to keep my mouth shut for a while, but it's pretty surreal and bittersweet to have it happening at the same place that kind of catapulted everything. And Wilkesboro will be special to me forever, and now it's got something else to add to what makes that place special for me, being able to make my debut there. So it's crazy how the whole year went, and never thought in a million years that's how it would go, but the Lord does everything for a reason, and it all worked out.
Brendan, you know, you obviously in the stable with Lee Pulliam Performance, and it was announced at the end of last year that you know, Toyota Racing Development was going to be partnering with Lee Pulliam Performance as far as their development program. You get to race with teammates such as Isabella Robusto, who's a Toyota driver, Gio Ruggiero as well. And then obviously that kind of opens the doors and kind of, you know, what has that alliance with Toyota Racing Development done, not just for you, but for Lee Pulliam Performance as a whole?
I think it's just huge in general. You know, I've gotten to work with Lee for two seasons now, and I've known him my whole racing career. And I mean, he's probably, you know, in my opinion, what he accomplished in his shortest, you know, his younger part of his career, you know, I consider him the best. And you know, he's right there with Phillip and all those guys, but you know, Lee Pulliam, no matter what, is one of the best that ever drove. And I knew his cars were good, and just for people to believe that, you know, especially after last year, and I think Toyota coming to him kind of solidified that people were watching him, people respect what he was doing, and now he's got this opportunity to be with a manufacturer, and that's got to be big for him. And I think it's going to open doors for him to have a lot of good drivers come up through his stable. And you know, what he's done with me and got me ready for this opportunity I'm getting ready to get is what he did for Corey Heim and other drivers. So Lee should have made it, and he unfortunately didn't make it. And I think this is a really cool thing for him to be able to help drivers make it and kind of make up for his chance that didn't happen. So, and then on the side with me, I've had access to TRD and able to work out, get on the workout programs and nutrition plans, and TRD's done a lot to help me get ready for this truck race coming up, and I'm super thankful that they even allowed me to get in the door just by being a part of the LPP team.
Brendan, I think Lee Pulliam, obviously on the one of the greatest all time on the late model stock car side in regional racing. How long do you think it would take him if he got back in the race car to get back to where he was running up front? One practice, two practices?
Two laps. I mean, you know, you can't buy talent. That's what I tell everybody. You can buy the car. You can buy the team. You can't buy what he has, and that's knowledge and talent. And, you know, he's an even better friend away from the racetrack. Him and I joke, because we've raced against each other. I've raced against his cars. I've knocked his car out of the way to win a race before. And now we feel like we're brothers that never even knew we were brothers. Just the way him and I are so close. And, I mean, we talk every day. And you would have thought we've been brothers since we were born. So that's the cool part about it. Take the racing away from it. I'll have a friend for life, and that's the cool part about it. You can go win all these races and accomplish everything we do, but the relationships mean more to me sometimes, and I feel like whether I make it to the next level or I race late miles forever, I can call Lee at any moment, and he'd be there for me.
Brendan, obviously, you know, we know that what your expectation is and what your goal is on Wednesday night in the late model stock car Window World 125 for the Cars Tour. But as far as the truck debut, have you set any expectations? Have you set any goals as far as what you want that to look like in your first start?
I have. You know, I think I always try to set a goal, but first goal is going to be to finish all the laps and not be on the tow truck. If we can just finish the race, that's going to be a win. And every lap I'm going to be learning, obviously. You know, I've been able to be in the sim, but it's going to be different when I get there in real life. So, honestly, that would be the first step. And then, of course, I want to run good. I mean, if I finish in the top 10 and I come out of there clean with a solid top 10, I'm going to be tickled to death like I won the race, and anything above that's going to be a bonus. Obviously, we're going there to try to win the race, try to run top five, but if I finish top 10, that would probably exceed everything for me and be a great start.
How much of an advantage do you feel like you have over your competition in the truck race by running the late model race on Wednesday?
I think a lot. You know, laps help. Obviously, I feel like if the track wouldn't have been repaved, I had a really, really big advantage just because of my background from low grip racing and dirt racing. But still, doing the tire test and doing the open test and then now the late model race, those are all just extra laps I've had on the track to prepare. And I feel like when I get back there Friday for truck practice, I'm going to already have a little bit of a leg up just because of, you know, any laps helpful. I know it's not going to drive the same, but I'll be able to know what the track did, how it trended, if it got rubber, tight, loose, you know, all the stuff that people aren't going to know till the race starts on Saturday. I'll kind of have a little bit of an idea.
Brendan, something that you do away from, well, not really away from the racetrack, outside of the cockpit, essentially, is you've partnered with Flow Racing. You do, I believe it's called the Butterbean Experience, which is basically a weekly vlog that basically kind of highlights the ins and outs of a race weekend. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, that's got to be fun putting that together. And how did all that come about?
It's so fun. I have a blast. We were actually doing our vlogs by ourselves, like right before the Cars Tour started. Probably my last year at Langley, we did a vlog every week. When the Cars Tour started in 23, we were doing our vlog, and that's when Dillner and Rob kind of Dillner, I guess, reached out to me first, and he said, "I got an idea. We really love what you're doing. We love your personality. We got an idea. I'll be in touch." And next thing I know, I'm in a meeting with him and Flow Racing like a week or two later, and we actually started it at Ace last year, in, I believe, right before Wilkesboro. So it kind of worked out good. Like the second race we won, and that really made it cool. But Dillner kind of put it all together, and I can't thank him and Rob enough because they put in a lot of work, and especially Rob, he does a lot of the editing, and I think most of it, to be honest with you. And my girlfriend Nicole does a great job getting footage. That's the hard part, is we try to get extra footage, but sometimes you get so busy and you kind of just forget to record or miss out. But we try to do a pretty good job giving everybody a kind of background on us outside of the car. Obviously, we show the racing, but the fans want to see more than just on-track activities. So we try to have fun with it. And, man, the Butterbean experience brought to you by Flow Racing has been so much fun. And that's another thing I'm just grateful for the opportunity to do, because they didn't have to do it. And they give me a chance to showcase who I am on a national spotlight. So it's really cool.
Brendan, one other thing that I want to touch on that people that haven't been to a Cars Tour race here in 2024 probably aren't aware of, but, you know, with the new ownership group in year two, they've definitely elevated this series to a national level. I still think it's the hardest thing to do in racing. Chad McCombie even made the comment, me and him chatted at Ace a couple weeks back, and he made the point, he's like, it's the toughest competition that we run against. He's like, the higher you go, the easier it gets. And I truly believe that. But one of the things that really I think is a status of that and shows the elevated popularity of the Cars Tour is drivers like yourself, Cade Brown, Landon Huffman. You guys are carrying fully loaded merchandise trailers to the racetrack to sell merchandise at a late model stock car event. I think that's, you know, unprecedented. Obviously, if you didn't think it would be successful, you wouldn't have invested that. But how's that going as far as, because, you know, obviously cup races used to always have all the souvenir trailers, all the souvenir haulers. Now you've got that with late model stock cars on the Cars Tour. Talk a little bit about the logic behind that and how that's going for you.
I think it's a great idea. I wish it'd be, we need to get back to it, and we need to be more like dirt racing, because dirt racing kind of putting us to shame on the asphalt short track side, because all those guys have merch stuff. But I kind of came up with the idea a couple years ago. My dog got hit by a car. His name was Cross, and that's where the boxer dog on the side of my car comes from, because he was a boxer, and that's where that dog logo with the 03 sunglasses came from. It's all named after my dog, who was a boxer breed, and obviously with my diecast deal, I had to change the Mario up, and I came up with that to put on the side of the car. So it's all linked to my merchandise, and I basically started it. Instead of Brendan Queen merchandise, I wanted something different that had meaning to me, so that way I have the option to sell other drivers' merch, which I hadn't quite done yet just because we've been so busy, but that was my plan from the beginning. But we do great, man. I mean, I didn't have my merch hauler at Ace because I actually sold out at the dirt track the week before. But I will be stocked up at North Wilkesboro. I will have truck shirts. I will have my brand new 2024 Cars Tour shirt. And I will also have a brand new dirt and asphalt shirt combined on the trailer. So we are going to be stocked up heading into Wilkesboro. And it's just another way, and more people I can have wearing my merch is a win-win for me, and I love it.
Brendan, before I let you go, I just wanted to kind of pick your brain about one other thing. And I noticed this at New River when Dale Jr. ran that race. Obviously, the fanfare there was overwhelming with the amount of people there. But you kind of held your own with Dale Jr. I think you actually sat beside him in the autograph line or close to him, but man, you've really built a great following of people that come to these races to watch you. And I think that's because, not just because of what you do behind the wheel, but I just think the interactive things that you do with fans, I think that speaks highly of your commitment, not just to your race craft, but to your brand. Talk a little bit about the strategy that goes into that, into building that brand to get you to the next level.
I just try to be myself, man, and you know, I think I relate to a lot of people because, you know, I was a fan, and then I raced, and I never knew if I'd get to a late model, and I got there. And I've always taken the time to sit with fans, no matter if I ran first, last, because it can always be worse. I can always be sitting in the stands wishing I was racing. It's kind of been my philosophy for a bunch of years. And I always take the time, no matter the mood, because those people spend the money to come watch us. And, you know, some of those will never get the opportunity to race or anything, and that's the closest they get to it. So I try to go the extra mile and you know, do whatever I do for the kids or adults. It doesn't make a difference, but it's cool because Dale, you know, he saved me a seat next to him, which was crazy. I got up there, and he's like, oh, no, you're sitting here, because we sat next to each other at Wilkesboro, and I'm superstitious. And I was like, oh, okay. So I sat down, and we had a blast, and we cut up and joked. And, you know, it's funny to see the amount of fans that I had come through there with 03 hats or Waffle House shirts. And, you know, it's been funny because I joked. I know when I go to Langley, I can't wait because I hadn't ran there like I used to. So I can't wait to see the hometown fans. But it's wild to be 5 hours south getting cheers and getting a lot of them to where I'm like, man, I thought this would only happen at Langley. So it's been a really, really cool feeling. And it just shows that the hard work of just being myself, it's not hard work, but the hard work of trying to put the merch out there and the vlogs and all that's paying off.
Brendan, takes a ton of people to get you to the racetrack each and every week. Want to give you an opportunity to thank those individuals before we cut you loose here.
Yeah, obviously, just got to thank Lee Pulling Performance, man. Lee puts in so many hours working on that car. Best Repair Company, bestrepair.net, Folsom Fence Supply, especially with them being on board for North Wilkesboro as a primary sponsor. Menti's Graphics, LeithCars.com, David West Racing Engines, Ernest Shock. Got to thank TRD, the man above, my girlfriend for all her support she does at the track and everything, and, you know, giving up the time. I ain't been home but like one day this week, so she really is the trooper on that. And man, appreciate the whole team. You know, there's so many guys in that organization that show up every week, but without those guys, man, I'd be there trying to wrench on it by myself. So appreciate everybody. Appreciate y'all having me, man. People like y'all doing this for the sport is awesome. And check out the Bean Pod. That's our podcast, so y'all have to check it out.
Absolutely, man. Well, best of luck on the elevator rides on Wednesday night and then possibly in that truck race. And as always, bud, you get that checkered flag. We'll have you back on to talk about it. Best of luck to you this weekend at North Wilkesboro, Brendan.
Thank you, sir.
Caution flags out on this segment of Stickered Up. We'll come down the pit road. Sticker up, we return. We'll close out this edition. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast. Adam Zirkel, Performance Technologies, video overlays powered by Racetrace. Compare your driving line around the track against the best and see how you stack up against the competition. They get every lap, every car. Available at every Cars Tour event. Tracks on IT services, and they can set up a network exclusive to your needs at the racetrack on race weekends. Contact Adam Zirkel, 434-222-8947. That's 434-222-8947.
This is Andrew Grady, driver of the number one ABC Hosiery Gildan Chevrolet for Torque Chassis, and you're with Stephen Dunn on Stickered Up Podcast.
White flag, this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Z-Max Cars Tour. And we head to historic North Wilkesboro Speedway this week for a Tuesday night pro late model event and a Wednesday night late model stock car event. Activities will start on Tuesday morning where the pits opening at 8:30 on Tuesday morning. Grandstands will actually open and the fan zone will open at 10:30. And then the pro late models and the late model stock cars will take to the track for practice. That will start at 11 and then that goes until 4:30. Single car qualifying for the pro late models will start at 5 o'clock. They've got a 6:30 last chance qualifier for over 50 cars. Doesn't look like that we're going to get to that point. Autograph session for the pro late models, that'll take place at 6:45 to 7:15. Driving reductions at 8 o'clock. Pre-race ceremonies at 8:15. Command to start the engines at 8:27. And Brandon Willard will wave the green flag for the 100 lap feature at 8:30. Cars will be back in action, the late model stock cars, that is, on Wednesday. They will be back at the racetrack. They will grandstands will open at noon. Final late model stock car practice will take place at 1 o'clock. That'll go to 1:45. Single car qualifying for the late model stock cars, that'll take place at 5 o'clock. Last chance is scheduled again for 6:30. Over 50 cars. Doesn't look like we'll get to that point. Could if we possibly. I know that there are some cars that are not on the entry list that may be late entries based on how they do at their local short tracks the weekend before. Late model stock car autograph session, that'll go from 6:45 to 7:45. Driver inductions at 8 o'clock. Pre-race ceremony is 8:15 and 8:27, the command to start engines. Brandon Willard waves the green flag for the Window World 125 at 8:30. Grandstand tickets are $30 at North Wilkesboro. There is camping. There's a lot of fan fest going on. I hope that you guys can make it up there for those 2 days of racing. Again, a Tuesday and Wednesday night show. Want to thank those people that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week, our friends at Pereer Tank Lines. Also, GeoCut, Adam Zirkle Performance Technology, GSX Wraps, and as always, Morgan Patrick here at Broadcasting Experts for making us sound so good each and every week. And then want to thank our guest via the GSX Wraps hotline, the driver of the number 03 for Lee Pullian Performance, Brendan Butterbean Queen. That's the checkered flag on this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Dunn.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.